Let us understand this clause with the help of an illustration. An investor has invested 5 crores in a venture against a 30% stake. 5 years later, the company gets acquired for 50 crores. Now, how will this 50 crores, which we call as the liquidation proceeds, get divided between the investors and the founder? Investor will first take out 1x of the investment amount, which is 5 crores. Now, the remaining proceeds are 50 crores minus 5 crores, which is 45 crores. From this 45 crores, investor will take a pro rata share, which is 30%. So 30% of 45 crores is 13.5 crores. The total amount that the investor will take will be 5 crores plus 13.5 crores, which is 18.5 crores. The founder, on the other hand, will take the remaining amount, which is 50 crores minus 18.5 crores. Founder's share will be 31.5 crores. This is how liquidation preference clause works. Right of first refusal and tag along right. The next set of clauses are right of first refusal or ROFR and the tag along right. ROFR is very simple clause that suggests if the founder